This is JIS News. Coming up, economists confident Jamaica will pass 8th IMF review, Japanese government to support local disaster risk management efforts, and Edna Manley College students receive fellowship grants. The news in detail after this message.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Now the news. Another economist has expressed confidence that Jamaica will pass the 8th International Monetary Fund review despite the country missing the primary balance target for March. Head of the Department of Economics at the University of the West Indies, Mona, Dr. Damian King, says the tremendous fiscal discipline displayed by Jamaica under the extended fund facility with the IMF to date will strongly support granting the country a passing review.
2 years into the program, Jamaica has now shed the reputation it had for not being faithful and committed in implementing IMF programs for the previous 25 years. Mm-hmm. So now we have credibility, you see. We have a lot of credibility because of the discipline that we have exercised in putting in this program.
He was speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne. Jamaica is benefiting from significant support from Japan this year to strengthen programs relating to disaster risk management, renewable energy, and energy efficiency. The focus on these areas resulted from talks between Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller and Prime Minister of Japan Shinzo Abe when they met in Trinidad and Tobago last year for the first Japan CARICOM summit.
We'll be focusing more actual situation or reality of the economy of Jamaica. And if there's anything we could do to assist their efforts to overcome those problems, we'll be happy to, you know, work together with the people and the government of Jamaica.
Resident representative for the Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA, Jamaica office, Kenji Tobita, speaking in an interview with JIS News. The support in disaster management is part of over $15 million being provided through JICA to several CARICOM countries to help them cope with the impact of climate change. Six graduates of the Edna Manley College of the Visual and Performing Arts will each receive a $1.5 million fellowship grant for the academic year 2014-2015. This has been made possible through a Memorandum of Understanding MOU signed between the National Youth Service NYS and the college. The one-year partnership will see students from Edna Manley interacting with persons with disabilities through the empowerment program of the NYS. The partnership is aimed at bringing awareness to the challenges facing persons with disabilities. Education Minister Ronald Thwaites has welcomed the partnership, noting that it will help start a real process of change.
We know that about 20% of our young people have some challenge, physical or intellectual, and many seek to express themselves where the words can't flow, the fingers can draw, sometimes even the toes can dance. And so the connection with art for the upliftment of those who are weakest is a sacred one.
Minister Thwaites was speaking at the signing of the MOU on Monday. Acting Chief Medical Officer Dr. Marion Bullock-Dacas is again urging persons to properly cover water storage containers to prevent mosquito breeding. Dr. Dacas says one of the key ways to combat vector-borne diseases such as dengue fever and chikungunya is to prevent the breeding of the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which spreads these viruses. She says the Aedes aegypti mosquito generally breeds in clean water around the home, school, places of worship, business places, and other areas where persons generally gather. Persons should therefore ensure that water storage containers are tightly covered to prevent mosquitoes from entering. She says special attention should be paid to drums used to store water, as they can be the main breeding sites for mosquitoes. If mesh is used to cover containers, the holes should be small enough to prevent mosquitoes from entering. Dr. Dacas adds that individuals should also get rid of mosquito breeding sites by looking for anything in which water can settle and either cover it, keep the area dry, clean it regularly, fill it with soil or sand, punch holes into it, and recycle or properly dispose of it. That was the JIS News. I'm Aurora Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.